Good morning to all our viewers here and around the world. We learn out of the book Kabbalah Lamatzil, article preface to Talmud Efer Sfirot, page 162, item 8. Again, Kabbalah Lamatzil, article preface to Talmud Efer Sfirot, page 162, item 8. This explains the great difference between the wisdom of Torah and the rest of the teachings of the world. Acquiring the other teachings of the world does not benefit life, this world, whatsoever. This is because they do not even render mere gratification for the torment and suffering one undergoes during one's life. Hence, one is not correct his body. The labor that he gives in return for them is quite sufficient. As with all other worldly positions, acquiring it in return for labor and toil. However, the sole purpose of engagement in Torah and Mitzvot is to make one worthy of receiving the goodness and intention of creation. To do good to his creatures. Hence, one must necessarily purify one's body to merit that godly goodness. There's a great difference, like Baal HaSulam tells us, between one dealing with something of this world by the five senses of one, by the physical exertion, mental exertion, intellectual, whatever one activates in those qualities, abilities that one was created with, that one was born with in this world. All this can benefit him in this world. We also learn and know from the history that eventually it does not benefit man, this whole dealing of this world, but eventually the goal of all ones dealing of this world is to show him that also in this world the will to receive does not receive any feeling, rather one develops in it. Or the contrary, the will to receive develops in man, to a state that one sees that one's ego, one's will to receive is developed. One sees that to exert and never gives him any feeling. But still, one desires to enjoy and activates one's exertion and desires for all sorts of goals of this world. And the wisdom of Kabbalah cannot help him in that. In anything, like it is written, but dealing with Torah Mitzvot, that all it's dealing is to equipment to be worthy of receiving all that good in the intention of creation to do good to the creatures. Here one has to purify one's body, one has to prepare one's vessel, will of a different kind. So if someone thinks that way, by the wisdom of Kabbalah he will attain wealth, health, money, pride, or good and happy life in this world, of course not. Rather, the wisdom of Kabbalah is not supposed to give man compensation or feeling within one's egoistic wills of this world, but on the other hand, one evolves in his egoistic wills in order to state that they are evil and to rise above them and to acquire a will for adhesion to the Creator. Therein, the adhesion in the Creator, in connection with the upper force, one finds the feeling which is eternal whole for the new will that one has shaped by himself in the correct manner, in the equivalence of form with the Creator, that when they both become like two lovers that are connected and tied together. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah brings men to. But until one comes to such a state, of course, certainly one needs to go through an unpleasant path and to state that all one's egoism is evil to such a degree that one wants to leave it, meaning to die seemingly in one's will towards this world. And only then
does
one start desiring to the creation in Lolishma, like
Baal HaSulam
describes in the letter
page 970,
like someone who loves someone else above all the wills, above all the goals that one is adhered only to,
object שלו שאוהב,
only to one's objects that one loves, and that's how one lives all the previous goals of this world, and above them rises above and adheres to the Creator, wants to adhere to the Creator. And then the wisdom of Kabbalah starts working on that person by bringing to him the force of correction,
מתקנת לוקח את
הקורקט
רצונות
ש in such a way that they truly begin to be worthy of the upper feeling.
עמוד 162,
page 162, item 9.
גם נתבהר
this also thoroughly clarifies the words of the Mishnah. If so you do, happy you will be in this world. They made this precision with deliberate intention to indicate that a happy life in this world is only for those who completed the path of Torah. Thus, the matter of mortification in eating, drinking, sleeping, and the soulful life that are mentioned here abide only while during the path of Torah. This is the way they insisted and said, thus is the path of Torah. When one completes this path of lo lishma in sorrowful life and mortification, the Mishnah ends happy in this world. This is because you will acquire that happiness and goodness in the intention of creation, and the entire world will be rewarding for you. Even this world, and all the more so, the next world. This world and the next world are two levels of the will. Not that there is such a reality in this world and the other world. Our will, which is uncorrected, our natural will, physical will, that we are born with, that we need not correct. It actually says in his five sentences, as it is, besides this will, what we feel is called this world, and in the will that is awakened in us towards the Creator, which we need to correct, and in which we need to be given feeling, what is being felt in it is called the next world. So until one works
in
one's will to receive that one is born with, in order to say that one has to rise above it and not to pay attention to it, not to take care of it, rather to invest all that he has in a will for the Creator, this past, this time is called being in double concealment and single concealment that we will soon learn about, and one is only in the feeling of this world. Rather, when above these wills, the natural wills for physical feelings, control, pride, and knowledge, one builds a new will by dealing with the wisdom of Kabbalah.
ask כבר בתוך הרצון הזה
a will for the creator and then inside this will that we need to be corrected to be all in order to bestow and not receive
שם הוא
when there one begins to feel
בורא במידה
the creator in the level of equivalence with him that these partial feelings of the animator is called olamot, worlds
וכל הסגולות האלה
and all these merits
שהיה עוסק בהם
that one used to deal with they're actually they have actually brought that person to a state that drinking and eating and all one's life one's corporal life they're all set in such a way that they seemingly do not exist that one is in not in sorrowful life one only feels sorrowful life in the time of passage that one's life seemingly has to rise above one's feeling for corporality to spirituality and one is always placed here in passage and in struggles what is important and what isn't as much as one has to acquire will for spirituality above the will for physical feelings of this world but after stating that all one's inclinations to this world are evil that the recognition of evil is already determined in man one starts desiring for the creator even in lo lishma like to the source of pleasure then all one's attributes to pleasures of this world unlike one is not using them rather one is using the necessity
as
then sorrowful life is no longer sorrowful life rather one starts seeing in them not something for boundaries or something for struggle but desiring for the creator has to be above the pleasures of this world but one can also use them because one's will one's direction of thought is all directed to like a lover and then one starts to discover in the incidents of this world also the clothing of the creator to him
as
an upper force that always stands behind the whole picture of this world it comes to a state that one does not feel a difference between the next world and this world but both these realities that one seems to be to contradict one another
one needs to
one has to rise above to the creator and now it becomes for him like one line and in clothing of one another one acquires one desiring
all the
meaning the path the feeling the things that the creator brings to one in five senses and also in the sixth is through them one desires for a connection with the creator in that one begins to come out from this world to the next world through the machsom
אם יש שאלות אפשר לשאול תמשיך כן
משהו טוב can you please explain again the order of desiring meaning I didn't understand quite well what one gives up and
אנחנו לומדים
we learn
שכל פרט
that each and every detail is divided also divided to four discernments that Havaya is in every little entity like from above the words come down breaking falling down in two times. Yes, in Olam Nikudim. In the two Pasufim, Abba Ve'ima and Yesut. Then their correction in Olam Atzilut. Then Adam Rishon also. Connection between vessels of receiving and vessels of Yisrael, and again breaking in two times. Then out of that, all the spiritual matter comes to state until it is given its proper figure, meaning in order to receive in this world. Also in this world there are eras on this matter that it's in Galgalta Ve'enayim, in Galgalta Ve'enayim in Achap, Achap in Galgalta Ve'enayim and Achap separately, until one begins, this matter begins to grow up, to intermingle, to mix in this world, and it becomes throughout history also in the breaking of Galgalta Ve'enayim, vessels of Yisrael that fall to vessels of receiving and intermingle in them, and also their clarification that is separated. Vessels of Yisrael are separated from vessels of receiving, meaning Israel from the nations of the world, also in corporality, also in spirituality. In all these things there is always eras that can be divided to four discernments always. And also in our test, if you take double concealment and single concealment, punishment and reward, eternal love, if you take the time of preparation, then you always have these four discernments that come with return on themselves. Until you go through all these four discernments, you cannot state the correct attitude out of Malchus towards Keter in the same state. And therefore, one who begins to labor, one has come to a state of despair, the beginning of the question, what is the use in my life? This is the beginning of the question. With that, one comes to the upper light accompanying him, and then one's soul once, according to its will, finds some place in this world where it can receive some kind of feeling, but only to receive some kind of feeling. But you are not yet ready for the feeling. You are not yet ready for repentance. The soul being passed by the upper force like an electric field an electric charge in an electric field, or a piece of metal in a magnetic field, it is just being brought and feels that there is something here, but it is not yet equipped for feeling. It now needs to go through four levels until it can state its own vessel in this level fully. And then one begins to evolve, but one's evolution is by being in a group and sitting in lessons, hearing something. In the beginning one doesn't hear anything, one is unable to, there is no vessel, the vessel begins to evolve until one starts to hear something, one starts to install it to himself, to somehow direct it to himself, to connect it to himself. One finds a connection between him and what is written in the book and so on, and that this is the whole building the internal vessel. And then time passes. As the man is placed, in the beginning one is seemingly adhered to the system and to the goal, but now these four discernments, it means that one's will to receive inside the system that one entered to, these four discernments, one's will to receive start growing up, and it is not with the same will that one came with, which is all of youth shorash, which is all spirituality, that one doesn't want anything. One becomes to be more corporal. The Or Makiv that one receives out of studying and out of the group starts working on him, and one begins to find additional wills until we begin to see after a few months and 6 months or 1 year, it is not the same person that came here. One already begins to demand, one again starts thinking about many things of this world, that he also needs them,
כבוד,
respect, שליטה, pride, control, many ways starts to be revealed in him, and it is natural, one enlarges one's kli, even though the vessel is enlarged by the light, but this is still a vessel for this world. But a vessel that is now being enlarged, that is now beginning to show himself inside men, this is a vessel which is all for which one will have to make a calculation. From it one will have to rise above in a direction for the Creator. This is already a different kli, a different vessel. This one has come to a group to study. One used to be throughout history, throughout all of these incarnations, evolving until a will for spirituality had been revealed in him. Yes? At the moment one has a will for spirituality, a beginning, one comes to a group, and then one begins to evolve this corporal will in comparison to the spirituality that one will have in the future. And now in the group, and it takes years, it can take years until he and it is revealed in him in a way which is really great, an attitude to those pleasures, wealth, pride, control and knowledge, until it happens that one goes out for a while, months or years, it can be an incarnation or two. There is very strict laws to it, which is very special, very different from one to another, one person to another. This is already according to the judgment of the soul, the structure of the soul of each and every one. And in the end of this process, one comes to a state that a will to receive has grown up in him to this world fully, that one needed to grow up in him, in it, in a mode and such way, in intermingles between earthly pleasures of wealth, pride and knowledge, in some special cooperation between them. And then when one enters to these things and comes out of them, one states that this whole thing for him it is just something to jump from to a will to the Creator, that when one starts to state it, one is willing to rise above the feeling of the feelings of this world to a feeling for the Creator. Then here starts to be seemingly like a choice, because there is no such choice, that each and every one needs to try and be in stating once again in one's exit to these pleasures and in one's decisions for the Creator. One already states some kind of free choice of one, and here the group, the studying, or Makif that comes to him, here it is also many kinds of support that one can acquire to his best, until one begins to be. Also in that there are four levels of development in the will to receive towards the Creator, that one begins to desire for him like to the source of pleasures above all the pleasures of this world. Not that one can state by force or by thought only, in one's heart is attracted to corporality in the beginning. One's mind can already state that it belongs to spirituality, to development, evolution, but it is already in seemingly two vessels, mind and heart, that by one's dealing with one's exertion, that all the time one wants to wants to connect to the Creator, and seeking there a source of himself, then it begins to shape it, and one starts to feel, to see in him wills that can receive a feeling from the Creator, that the Creator will be the feeling, that the Creator will be the answer for one's feeling, not for one's mind, but for one's feelings. And then one starts to have a desire for the Creator in comparison to the desires that one had in this world. And also in this there's a development of four levels. Until it is stated in one's heart, not in one's mind like before, that the heart used to be in this world and the mind seemingly the mental connection with the Creator, but it is stated in one's heart in a new vessel that was enlarged in these four levels on top of the pleasures of this world, that the vessel had been enlarged to enjoy the Creator. And this is what Bala Sulam explains to us in the same letter in page 70 in Holy Letters, that this is actually the vessel with which we can pass from, because apart from that, one who is placed in this world cannot say it. One has passed all these incidents in order to receive the lolishma, which is the greatest from this world towards the Creator, meaning that the Creator is above all the pleasures, above all the achievements, above all the knowledges, above everything we have in this world. This is what one states in mind and heart, and then one is adhered by that of the Creator like one who has a great lust. That's all. This is the vessel that all in all, with that we come to the Mahsum. And here too we have many times periods, yeah, in one's desiring for many things in this world, until one enlarges the kli, until it is incorporated, these pleasures in one another and towards the Creator and towards oneself, together with the society, or in this connection from the society that needs to be measured in relation to the Omakif, and it is all is going through on a person that does not understand what one is going through, because one never feels a state that one goes through in mind and heart. One only feels it like an animal that feels, and apart from feeling, it has nothing. It cannot state what it feels, towards who it feels. These discernments can only be clarified to men that comes to a level above it, always from an upper level, where there are reasons, where there are outcomes, from above downwards and from below upwards. Yes, to an upper degree, towards the lower degree, we can understand what in the lower degree goes from on someone who is in that level. Therefore one never knows which level one is at, or which state one is at. It only passes in one's feeling. One is confused, and he either feels good or bad, but understanding this state, this present state, is never possible. Only if one rises to be adhered to the upper, from being adhered to the upper, or one himself becomes not in Ibur but in Yenika, in Mochim, that by himself one gives birth to that lower degree, then one knows all the reasons and all the outcomes that exist in this lower degree. Then one understands what is going on. Therefore, this path is a path that, even though we can explain on it somehow and divide it and to levels and discernment, but one who passes on it, it does not matter to him. He still cannot state, oh, now I'm in this and that level, such forces act upon me, I'm confused because of this or that. One is confused. And therefore the Kabbalists advise us Just step on it. Give as much exertion as you can with whatever you can. The wisdom will come later. But more or less, this is the process. Again, throughout the incarnations, the will to receive has grown up to pleasures of this world. You regret, you come desperate, and the point in the heart is revealed, a will for spiritual pleasure. This point is only the beginning. With it you come to the group, and here you begin to evolve by the Orot Mekifin, the surrounding lights, that evolve a new will for that person, a will for the creator, a will for spirituality, an egoistic will. But already to the source where the light, the surrounding light comes from, and by that one evolves throughout years in all sorts of processes which are unpleasant. Despair as one is being thrown comes back and goes. You'll see people who left us, they'll come back again, and a few from here go out, and like this and like that. There are many motions in it, and this is legitimate. That's how it needs to be. Until one can state after many years that the Creator is the only source that is worthwhile of being adhered to instead of this whole world. And one decides in mind, and then develops by the exertion out of the mind to feeling. One has always gone according to the feelings, and then understood in mind. But now, towards the Creator, one first understands in mind, and then by the exertion comes to the feeling that this is what I will love. This is the only thing I want. And in the meanwhile, this is what we have to come to. But what he said is that this path is the path of one. This is one side of the coin. The path is full of miseries and unpleasant things, confusion. One is found low and does not understand where he is, and one has to hold himself as much as possible inside the system, and according to the source of his soul, one deserves to be in the process and give the exertion accordingly. I don't think there is much to add here. Again, on all this time, from the time that one comes to Kabbalah and on, for the period of time before one comes to Kabbalah, one can learn how he is evolving, how to receive, how it grows up, for the periods of history. This is what one can understand. And also a person who has not come to spiritual development can understand it intellectually, but one who has come to a group, he already mentally starts to understand it. But in this period of time that one starts to grow up in a group until one comes to Mahsam, here the understanding, the attainment of state is only above Vachon, beyond Vachon. Really, attaining it is impossible in the time of man's being in it. That's all. And therefore he says there are two sides of the coin. Later on you justify this whole process. You see how necessary it had to be. It had to have been. How this hunger and appetite that you had to attain it, it now reveals the feelings to you, attaining in mind and heart. This is the whole vessel that you have developed until the Mahsom, this whole clear of Lo Nishma. Is necessary in order to rise above by it and grow up with it. And before, it cannot be justified. These states cannot be justified. Well, let us go. We're on page 162 in item 10. The Zohar writes about the verse, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. It means that the acts of the creation were created in their full... It means that the acts of creation were created in their full structure and form, meaning in their fullest glory and perfection. Accordingly, the light that was created on the first day came out in all its perfection, which also contains the life of this world in utter pleasantness and gentleness, as expressed in the words, let there be light. We're studying with you that the Creator created by the four discernments the world Olam and Sof, or Malchut of and Sof, where the whole Kli lies, and all the light that need to be revealed. And this is where everything had been stated, all the future states. This is called the primary state, Matzav Aleph, the first state. And when we eventually come, after all our evolution, that is called the second state, to the third state, which is Gemar Tikkun, then we actually come to the same state like we used to have in our roots, but only it hadn't been revealed to us. All in all, in the second state we correct our vessels. This is the correction of the vessels. Therefore it is called Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction, the end of correction of our vessels, our wills, that there will be understood and understanding the feeling, attaining the feeling together with the source of the feeling, the giver of the giver. And then we come to the same state like we used to have before. We actually do not depart from this state, but towards the state of Ensof, we all the time evolve in a recognition of Ensof. What does it mean that we descend from Ensof to this world, to this Olam? Each and every time we measure ourselves in comparison to Ensof, where we are. And later on, when we come to a state of this point, when we can state in ourselves, then again we measure ourselves, but each and every time it is towards Ensof. And we thus find that it is only in our recognition, in our perception here in Ensof, we are in the feeling of zero, that we just live, but we live like a seed inside the huge uterus, which is called Olam Ensof, inside the Creator, until we come to the evolution that we feel and understand, and we attain, and are equal to the same Olam Ensof. Therefore he said that the light that had been created in the first day was inclusive of all the light, and the action of the Bereshit of the beginning were created in all their forms, because there is nothing new in the action of the Genesis. The Creator created this first primary state, and it itself, we are all present, and from we never come out of it, but we only come back to the recognition, and the levels of perception are actually all the development from above downwards and from below upwards that we go through. From above downwards, this system has been created in order to bring to us later, to bring us back to the recognition. Then we, by from below upwards, by these drops that are being dropped from above, the drops of light, the drops of medicine, we gradually wake up in order to come back to the full recognition inside ourselves, to know everything that there is in all the glory and measure that there is in Ensof. Yes. We say that taking part in the process brings a recognition. The recognition brings a knowledge of the upper force in a state which is below Mahsum. It doesn't matter the preparation time before the point in the heart is awakened, that by this way or the other way one is unconscious. What is the difference between one's evolution naturally or the evolution during the learning of Kabbalah in the time of preparation if anyway one is unconscious? This is one of the questions that I said about that one is unable to understand before one rises above the level of these questions. Because it all comes to the source.
And
is there an exertion of man and an action of man?
שזה עובר עלינו כאילו אנחנו עושים משהו אנחנו אחר כך.
So it goes through on us that we later on reveal that it is not us and it is not our actions, but it is the actions of him that has done it all.
עד שאדם לא מגיע.
Until one comes to stating
ייחודו.
One's speciality with the Creator, but one with all one's mind and heart and all the world is included in it, one is unable to understand and to discern between exerting and not exerting, if it is up to or not up to, if one who stands behind me and doing it with me or I do it and I activate him and so on. One is unable to, for now all these things are not connected to one point. Only after the connection in one point that one starts off of this new point of unification to grow in the vessel of one's own for the service. One starts to understand in a new intellect and in new feelings that we are now actually we are unable to imagine to ourselves. One can understand how the thought works in reality, the thought of creation in reality. I am not even trying and not even trying to express it in words. And also what Kabbalists tell us or try to tell us, sometimes they don't always talk, but they sometimes try this only in order to make you some kind of opening, some possibility to inquire and to somehow catalyze this evolution of this point. It is impossible to pass these things. It belongs to the vessel that has to be evolved in the person. Each and every question that you ask is about the feeling, that when there is no vessel for this feeling yet. The question is only intellectual, but the answer has to be mental. So actually, if we go down to the final point, there is no ability to explain why the learning of Kabbalah or why the exertion in it is worthwhile. How can you come to the world, let's say today, when we have a problem of circulation? We can explain all these things in the history, what has happened. This is all right. We have such foundations in that. This is all clear. But when we come to implementation, to contrary. What can we do? Is sit and learn. By that you just kill yourself. If you now advise out of all these hardships and problems, and the medicine for the will to receive is just to sit and learn and study, give me an example, please. Look at me. Who are you? Which example are you? Give me an example. Let me see. Let me feel. What can you see? What can you feel? Therefore, I hope, that's how I say, my assumption is, the moment the world really does come, the people of the world, they really do come with this question, give us an example. First of all, 50% of this question will get rid of the miseries of no choice. And the other 50%, it can be by us then being able to give an example, that they will make us some, from us some demonstration of the last generation, that we will be able to be in a state
הקבוצה
the group will be relatively corrected, relatively meaning partially, but we're not, we don't need more, there's only a part of the last generation which is being corrected, the other part just agrees, and another part does not even agree but somehow connect. Then I think that maybe I do not know, because these things haven't been revealed in this world yet, but cannot say what what will happen. Rather, it could be that the group will be able to show itself, as it will be brought then to a state that it will be like in the last generation, it will, and it will be able to express out of itself what the mini corrected society means. Even though you had been brought to Kabbalah and you had not seen any good examples, but still you sit here, even though you demand some kind of proofs, but you still sit here and not run away. So you understand that, like one person, so is the world. People can be brought to the essence and to the studying and to great things, that studying the Torah above all brings all makif and the light that reforms. And as much as they ask, they can ask, but with no choice they will ask and do what they have to do, and only a small portion is needed for it. All the rest of, meaning 99.9% of humanity, will not be studying. They will just be supporting it in all sorts of forms and will be willing to hear and for it to be acting in them, like Baal HaSulam divides for us all the future society to layers, like in a pyramid. So I do not know, but I think it can be, there will be some demonstration of a mini society which is corrected, which is the future society towards humanity. Yes? But what surrenders man that does not run away is, in the end, is the lack of choice. And towards the world we cannot work with no choice, but we work with stating it in logic and science, and we just, we like put an obstacle to our own feet. You ask it in such a way, why do we not pull a private person like we would like to pull the whole world? No? We're also towards the people and towards the whole world, we make the same action of circulation. What does it mean towards the world? Still it's towards people and individuals, and we do not attract anyone or pull anyone. But what does it mean, the world? The world is the same collection of individuals that come. By making advertisements that also towards an individual or towards the whole world, we make the same advertisement, but the difference is that in advertisement towards an individual, we address the individual deficiencies of one. Look, you suffer in the world, it is also hostile to you, and so on, and then you, by that you can save yourself and so on. But to the world we address with a different way of addressing, that we are all states present in danger, the world can destroy itself, one can, this is a different level of addressing, but actually it's the same addressing, like towards a private person, an individual with individual deficiencies, also towards general deficiencies. My question is different. If the point of passage, the point of change of the nature of the labor of the period of time, I cannot explain logically, and again, I cannot explain it logically, that one will grasp in one mind how one's nature will end, how the studying will change him. Sorry, what does it mean, persuade? Persuasion means that you show him nature of things, cause and consequence. I tell him, look, this is the mechanism, let's say you. You, in yourself. Some input comes into you, yes, the upper light. It acts inside your mechanism. And eventually, out of this mechanism, you will see what comes out. I cannot show it to him. So what does it mean, a reply, an answer? Confusing him? We do it.
Yes.
That's what we do. What do we say? People, first of all, there is no choice. Second, look, and we start telling them, and we are much wiser than the ordinary person. We know the nature of creation and all, so we are able to do it, and he's persuaded. But his persuasion is some kind of like a persuasion of a baby. You say, you ask, how can you receive a reply from us or an answer from us, which is mental and intellectual and one that makes sense? First of all, one does not have vessel for it. Secondly, the feeling, the answer is a feeling inside the vessel of a person. Such a thing cannot be. You ask about something which is unrealistic. We are also in the development in this world. Also in this world, we never receive a reply from ahead. Even though I evolve in vessels of my corporal vessels. How does the baby evolve? Does he know his next step ahead? He tries to do like an adult. The nature pushes him to do it like in automatic way. And then he understands, oh, it is this way or for this reason. There are some people that live their whole lives like robots. Unconscious, almost unconscious. Goes to work, comes back, like this. And is being given support from the society. What to do, looks at other people and by that finishes one's life. And that's the don't, that's the research life, and also they research it by the previous experience. And you say, give me an answer to the future. No? Yes? I'm not saying give me an answer for the future. I'm saying by us insisting on going on some logical, scientific explanation in which I can really explain in cause and consequence from the moment of creation to the point of passage, and from the point of passage back to Olam HaSilut, and actually here, the passage I cannot explain in cause and consequence. Don't I put an obstacle to myself by that? That if I stated a logical system here and a logical system here, and I have stated that person to my point of weakness. No. First of all, it is not true how you describe the state. In the whole path of evolution, meaning whatever evolves from above downwards is... It is not an evolution that it is not a vessel that is evolving. It is the system of containment that the Creator is building on himself in order to present himself later towards men after behind some clothing, and by lowering these clothing he evolves men. This is a system. There we do not talk about anything. Kabbalists also present to us this system of, which is from above downwards, how they attain it from below upwards. This is one thing. Second thing is that in the creature, then we're truly able to speak about from below upwards. And in all these levels, from above downwards, from below upwards, we can never explain intellectually to that state that the creature is in, which state he is in. Before Machsom and after Machsom. Never can one know the same level that one is standing on before one finishes it and rises above it, and then understands the reasons for that step and the outcomes from that stage, from below upwards and from above downwards. When one connects both paths, one is unable. Look, because we have a certain state, yes? A state. When I rise to an upper degree, then I know what gives birth to this state. I know this state as, because I know which forces give birth to it, and I also know what comes out of it. Yes? From the upper state. Yes? Only then am I able to say what happens here in the system. I do not know the system. The system is a soul. I learn it, I study it only according to the entries and the exits from it. I cannot learn the system any other way. This whole system is some like a black box. So here I have some, let's say, 1,001 entries and 1,001 exits, and accordingly I can say that the nature of the system, this means a mental, intellectual way, wisdom. We can only investigate by it. We give some influence on it and we see the effect. That's how we know it. We do not have any other way of knowing. In any other way, if you go and measure and check, if you check the essence of a thing, you cannot know it. This is an essence, how a thing is in itself. You only learn the form which is clothed in matter. What does it mean? Which form it receives by you affecting it. And by that you learn. This is the only thing we are able to do to learn in nature. Therefore, you do not have any possibility. You have to be above something that you learn. Also in our life, in this world, I have some box. What is it? I smell it. I taste it. I have a few holes here. I insert into these holes some things. According to the outcomes, I measure it. So this is called a form which is clothed in matter. So I have to be above the box with my mind, with my control. If I am in the same level of the box, I will never able to say anything about it. I cannot even research it. Yes. So now the question is such: how and when can a Kabbalist attain that only the light in studying is the thing that corrects him? Before Mahsom, when one comes to a state which one begins to desire the Creator instead of all the pleasures and feelings, let's say it more correctly, feelings in this world. One sees that in one's desiring to the Creator in himself, because this is what the Creator, he in himself is unable to develop the will, neither restrict and nor enlarging, but in thought one wants to be connected to the Creator. One is willing to be above this world, but apart from this thought, to be adhered to the Creator, one's heart, one feels that the heart is cannot feel anything, that the heart will want, that the heart will desire, that the heart will love. This is something that you look on, I don't know what, on some kind of, let's say you look at some baby, and how can the mother of the baby looks at the baby? How much for her it is the whole life. Nothing exists in the world apart from it. And for you, you look just a piece of flesh. Yeah, it's nice and cute, with no feeling. You say it with no feelings. So that's how you feel, that you do not have any feeling for the Creator. And mentally you understand that without developing a real lust for it, you have no future. And then you begin to see that this thing is really independent of you, because you then begin to want to be or to desire, to need, maybe even stronger,
להזדקק לרצון
to need a will which you never had. This is a point which is very, very important. You begin to see this will, I don't have this will, so what can I do? Meaning mentally you do, but mentally it's totally zero. And by that you compel the Creator to start revealing to you himself. Even though that you are in an intention to receive, but already by small illuminations he begins to make out of you an odor of lust to him. And this is what he writes about in the letter in page 70, Baal HaSulam, that this starts to be the time of attributes. Not before. And then by such an exertion, like Rebbe once told me, read this article 100 times. By real exertion, such exertion, not just this letter, but by such a labor you begin more and more seemingly to press on the same buttons. But this is a deficiency with no deficiency whatsoever. Yes. So again, if we go back to the same question, how do you know that this is the illumination that does it to you? Meaning, we do the same thing, we sit and learn some other book, or some other thing. How do you know that actually this acts on you, and this is the thing that changes you? I don't know. I don't know. Again, you ask, how you can know? You do not know in the present state in which you are in this level, that still this illumination is concealed from you. You do not know. But in the uppermost level, when you have a connection with the light, you do know. There is no reply for that question. You cannot explain to a person that the illumination in the Torah reforms him. And we'll soon learn it, that it is up to the belief. What is the belief? And the faith of white people, what is it? That first of all we have to acquire the light of faith. And then, only then do we come to the state over which we can state the correct attitude to studying. We still have something to learn.
Ken.
Yes? Before you have mentioned the necessity. I wanted to know what necessity is. How do I know what is necessary for me and what isn't? What, towards what is it? You said that some state one only wants necessities. What is necessary for the time of preparation? We spoke about it too, but this is a problem. To understand what is necessity, that means that one does not take into account, but one uses it because one has to. I have to insert some things into my body. I have to extract a few things from my body. I have to. This is my body. This is a system that works in such a way. That's it. So this is called necessity. On top of it working, it makes something. You have a car, you fill it with water and fuel and oil, you make all the mechanistic treatments that you need. They don't ask you about what you do to the car. They ask where you've gone to, where you've been, meaning how you use the system, and all the rest of the things, less than the target that they use. This is called necessity, that nature demands it, because the Creator compelled us to do in such a way, to deal with it. And on top of this, we state our will, our desiring, meaning what is the connection? There are such as for them, a car is like they take care of it and wash it and each and every time they take care. It doesn't matter where the car is going to. It matters that one has such a property, and this is the target for this person. And there are people for them, this is not a target, not a goal, but just a means. So this whole world is actually becoming for us like a means to rise above it. But we are being given such connections to this world, yes? The Creator connects us in such a way to this world, like you see, one to one's car. That this is good for me, and I take care of this, and I need this, and seemingly as if it has some kind of things in themselves which are great and targeted, in order for me, on top of this, to start growing up and find out that this is only a means to coming to an upper state. And this is called necessity, that I do no longer use my car. For, meaning that this is a source of pleasure for me, but as a, only as a means. And whatever I do to it, mechanistic treatments and washing it, this is all because of necessities for the car. And this is where all these things come from. A piece of bread and salt you will eat, and very little water you drink, that one is compelled by force to come to state of having almost nothing and still not needing anything above it. This is how we need to relate to something that we have in the world, that all these things will be like a means to attaining the goal, and not will not take anything from you more than the important, more importance than is necessary for the goal. Yes. So if I now want to play basketball, this is also necessary for me. If I, how do I know? This is you that judges it, that is judging it. If for the sake of the goal you have to play basketball, it is up to you to judge and not me. Let's say that you have made a decision that yes, I need it. Then now you play basketball, and then you have a question: why, what it gives to me, which goal do I come by it, who by it, how connected is it, are there more beneficial means? There are thousands and one questions, and that's how you evolve. One is a judge for himself. Yes. You have said that each and every step, our progression is coming from the present state to the next state, if I understood it correctly. So how can we, in the time of studying, build the next step or the final state? I don't know what the final state is, but the next step is built inside it only by the light that illuminates from above and builds inside me a progressed state, meaning it shows me more inwardly my wills, it reveals them to me, it reveals me the character of theirs, the attitude towards them, and then out of that I begin to acquire the next step. But what does it mean to acquire? It starts being revealed. Not in actions, not in my mental actions. I never build the next step, but only according to a new feeling, according to a new mind, intellect, meaning according to the new discernment, I can say, oh, I have a new state now. I understand something in, from what I have gone through. Not in the present state that I now think and feel, but something that I felt a moment ago, even. And I now understand it. Never can one give birth to oneself.
No, עוד,
well,
עוד, עוד
let us just finish it. We're in page 162, item 10, the line Ella. Page 162, the book Kabbalah Lamatchil, preface to Talmud Ezra Sfirot, page 162, item 10, starting with Ella. However, in order to prepare a place of choice and labor, he stood and concealed it for the righteous at the end of the days. What does this mean? It means the same light of Ein Sof, the same final state that the Creator created, towards the creature. He created the system of concealment, the Olamot, and concealed it in 125 steps. So the creature is in total concealment from the same true state in which he is, in unconsciousness. And how can one come to being conscious in the path of consciousness back? One can come to it only on the one condition, or with the means that will justify each and every stage of concealment that one goes through. Meaning, I am being gone through the first state of concealment, and in order to rise above it, from minus one to plus one, I need to justify it, meaning this vessel to acquire it, of this concealment, this of youth, and to know out of this abuse that this is targeted, that this is wanted, that I want it, that I agree with it, that on top of it I can be connected to the thought of creation, and exactly out of this flesh, out of this coarseness, it's of you that I can adhere. It gives me an ability to adhere to the Creator, because all in all I have a point, and what do I adhere to the upper by the same of you that I acquire, this negative, if I turn it to positive. And this conversion that I make from the negative of youth to the positive of youth targeted, this means to justify it. Therefore he says you should prepare a place of it's for the righteous to come. Those who can justify are called the righteous. Those who can justify this concealment and the mode of work that by which we have to come to the goal. However, hence they said in their pure tongue, let there be light for the world. However, it did not remain so but, and let there be light for the next world. Meaning that they have gone to the will to the Creator, only towards the Creator, in negation. This is called the Klipot, because Klipot are all one against the other, are directed to enjoying from the Creator. And from that, he had gone through and corrected them to a positive will, to be called. Then they acquired it only to the future to come, meaning during the end of days, out of the end of purification of their bodies, in the path of Torah. Then they are rewarded with the great light in this world too. As our sages say, you shall see your world in your life. Meaning that one receives this revelation of God not only in the vessels of Bina, but also in the vessels of Malchut. Not in bestowing in order to bestow alone, it is called the next world, the world of Atzilut. Not in vessels of bestowal, but also in vessels of receiving, to the extent that they can be corrected in receiving in order to bestow, meaning after the revival of the dead. But then it is called your world, really what is being revealed in Malchut. Malchut is called Olam. The picture of the Creator inside Malchut is called Olam. Yes, the picture of the Creator. You'll see it in your life, meaning that it is truly revealed in the same vessels that are corrected, totally corrected, including the stony heart, Lev Haven. This is already future to come. There are states that we learn about, which are the steps of correction in the world, the step of Gmar Tikkun and the step of future to come. In the middle there are more. Burying the dead, reviving the dead, meaning the wills of men, that one states that it is able to correct and it is able to work with, and wills that are not able to work with, one has to bury them, and wills that for now one can work with and one uses, and then one comes to the level of revival of the dead, that the same wills that have been restricted, one can revive them, and we will all learn about it in the future. Yes, in the same preface to Talmud HaSeot. Please. Item 11. However, we find and see in the words of our sages of the Talmud that they have made it, the path of Torah, easier for us than the sages of the Mishnah. This is because they said one will always practice the Torah and Mitzvot, even Lo Lishma, and from Lo Lishma he will come to Lishma, because the light in it reforms. Thus, they have invented for us a new means instead of the penance presented in the above Mishnah, which is the light in the Torah. It bears sufficient power to reform one and bring him to practice Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. They did not mention penance here. Only the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot alone can provide one with the light that reforms, so that one may engage in the Torah and Mitzvot in order to content his Maker, and not to, but all for his own pleasure, which is called Lishma. We learn with you that the generality of humanity evolves from the days of the world by the will to receive, that comes after the evolution to a level called Adam, in which for the first time a desiring for the Creator had been revealed. And then later on, to the individual that used to be between him to the next one, that had been revealed, in which the point of desiring for the Creator had been revealed, which is Abraham. And then after Abraham, already in a group that had grown up to scales of a nation, which is called Moses. And so on. Here we only speak in this axis about the evolution of the point in the heart, the vessels of Kedusha, sanctity, that used to be inside man, and then by the Torah of Moses they came to the level of the first temple, which is Mochin Dechaya. And from this level already the crisis began, and they began to break. One level is Mochin of Neshama, and from Mochin the Neshama they descended actually to the state to the state of this world. This is the axis of time. Until they lost it all.
Esther.
Concealment.
אז נכנסו ל
they entered according to this axis of time the will to receive, meaning they intermingled with the will to receive, that the will to receive began
לגדול
to be enlarged in them, and then let us do it by the negative way, that the will to receive grows up until it comes to a state that they are, let's say, in such a minus of a will to receive that they have to, they're able to return to repentance. And this is one of the possibilities that I drew here in the diagram of the evolution of the vessels of bestowal. This is bestowal, and this is receiving. And the truth is that we need here to descend in such a way and not this way. During the 2000 years of the last exile, this is what happens.
Here,
in this axis we talk about the vessels of bestowal and how they still need to show how they are intermingled with vessels of receiving. But in the nations of the world, those that have evolved not from Adam and on, but from Adam that went on evolving, and their evolution had been in a negative way all the time. In minus. We can say plus, that this is the will to receive that grows up. So the will to receive grows in minus, let's say. Okay? It doesn't matter. This is the will to receive. The wise people of the Mishnah, the sages of the Mishnah, and the sages of Talmud, meaning on the two levels of Kabbalists, that prepared corrections for us. These are the nations of the world. And this is called
Israel.
Israel.
Yes, Matzav.
There is a state in which the will to receive can be corrected by torments only, that this will to receive belongs to pure wills in a view of Shorash Aleph Bet, not Gimel and Dalet, which are vessels of receiving actually. There is a state that, like the fathers received and kept the whole Torah out of their purification, the purification of their souls out of the will to receive still being zach, pure. That's how the correction that men used to be, that only out of entering to some education, to necessity, to actions, even corporal actions, out of that he used to start feeling some spiritual phenomena. We also see today in the nations of the world many such people that give themselves to some methods that are based on dancing and some actions, all sorts of actions through which they can feel some kind of uplifting of spirit. But by these kinds of actions that belong to mitzvot, only in the corporal manner, also one is able, with one's will to receive, the small will to receive, start feeling the illumination that it has, that illuminates against the corporal actions. Because the will is small, the will does not resist, the will agrees. And therefore, we do not need the illumination that reforms, like the sages of the Talmud corrected for us. What does it mean? They made special corrections, they themselves, in their own vessels, in the general vessel of Adam HaRishon, in the general soul, Yes?
Adam Arishon.
Adam Arishon, the first Adam.
Neshama Aklalit.
The general soul. They, these sages, these covenant from Adam and Abraham and Moshe and many more that used to be in those generations until they began, the biggest descent began, yes? The breaking of the vessels. Sorry, the breaking of the temple. There used to be many people in that, and the wise people of Talmud used to be in the greatest of youth from all the generations. They have been the last ones, and they all, in their correction, in the system of Adam Arishon, they made a general correction for us, that all in all, when they left for us, for those who are left in the corporal level, in the corporal wheels, they left for us a connection to them by, if we deal with the same actions, with the same poles, with something, with our will, in the time that one is reading, in one's will to desire for it, in some goal to come to there, to the same state like they experience, by that, Or Makif illuminates on us, surrounding light. Meaning, they, because they are connected to our souls, or maybe we can draw these souls here, because they are connected to us, yes? They are still connected to us. The souls still intermingle with one another. So they prepared for us enough in this connection, already a preparation, in order for us, by something that we are able to connect to them, how to connect to them, at least by reading, at least by studying something, what they left for us, what they tell us about the system, about the corrected state. By that we somehow connect to them like a baby. It is enough for him naturally to know how to suckle, and then he receives the feeling from the mother. He doesn't need to know how the system is built, how the milk is being prepared for him, and how it comes, and how it is digested inside him. No, it is inside some external action, very simple action. And he doesn't even know what he's doing. Yes, just like that. So, therefore they say, deal with the true sources. By that, you connect to us. You receive from there. You do not know how. You receive the illumination, but this illumination that comes to you, that bestows on you, it comes in natural mode that we are all connected to the same system. But you feel, or you will feel it, only in concealment. Only according to the outcome. Therefore it is called Or Makif, surrounding light, that comes to you but not in your feeling. There is no Makif, there is no surrounding. It is just the whole light can only exist inside the vessel, but that's how it is divided according to the clarification of the vessel. Just like a baby that doesn't know how he sucks and how it is being digested, he doesn't understand anything, but he is still connected. That's how you will connect, and it will affect you and correct you, because your will is so great, your egoistic will, that you are unable by any action to neutralize it. Because all in all, what has been before, there used to be a will to receive, that you could suppress the receiving, and to bestow, that you used to feel, you could direct it upwards. This was appropriate for Aviyut Shoresh, Aleph, maybe Bet. But when you enter to Aviyut Gimel and Daled, you are unable to do anything.
אם זה גימל ודלת נכללים,
if גימל ודלת are included in שורש אלף בית, or if it is גימל ודלת that are revealed in themselves, you are unable to. Here we have to have the light that reforms. Here we have to have some taking care by the light, not by suppression. Therefore, out of the purification of those souls, the Zohar prepares for us the correction, we use it in a greater aviyut with the same preparations for us. Actually, it is one system that one helps the other. We add to them the aviyut and they add to us the forces to correct the aviyut. And that's how the whole system is corrected. That's how the people of Israel towards the nations of the world, these souls towards the other souls, it is all intermingled in it towards one great system. Therefore, instead of torments, today we have studying the light in it reforms, the studying of Torah in comparison to it all, that this is the only means of correction of our own. The afflictions are for today, not able to affect men, but on the other hand, way. By self-afflictions that the nations of the world used to deal with all these philosophers, and actually also they wanted to purify, they wanted to feel something which is more pure, more gentle, which is more subtle. It used to be possible. Today it does not act, not in the nations of the world, and of course not in Israel, after the breaking and the intermingling with the vessels of reception, but only the light in it can reform, and therefore there is a great mistake for one who does it. But only by the illumination can we attract the force that does inside us the same outcome, that we begin to relate to this world as a means only, to necessity only, and therefore whatever we receive from it, we only receive whatever is connected to the goal, and therefore this whole Kabbalah is not considered, this whole receiving is not considered receiving for ourselves, but only as a means to come to the goal, and therefore it is not considered receiving, and therefore it comes to the same goal like those people came in the past by self-affliction. That the real full receiver does not enjoy it anymore, but all the receivings are in order to come to bestowal.
Okay.
Yes. How do we attract Or Mekif, surrounding light? How do we attract Or Mekif, surrounding light? Baal Sulam explains to us in the end of this preface to Talmud Esar Sfirot. Also, from now on, we have the same question actually. Everything is nice and good, all the theories and all the explanations are good. What used to be until today? From now on, where I am in item 11, where I read that only the light can progress me, advance me to the goal of my life. So where is the illumination? What can I attract it by? In the most beneficial way? Which means do I have here? What does it mean, Torah? What are these means? That the light affects me in the most beneficial way, maybe in a personal way, towards me, towards someone else it is a different thing, maybe there is a mutual means, maybe the means is by us collectively doing it, but dealing with it, but we all have to understand it all and to attain and to discern and to inquire for ourselves. Only from this point on, the maximal effectiveness of the life that reforms as the only means to come to the goal of creation. Well, let us inquire. If it works in such persistent way, then of course from now on it only needs by that to proceed, to go on. So that's what it really does. Yes. Why do people believe that by all sorts of exercises they can come to all sorts of phenomena? And by holy water or something, red sources and sorry. I would say it in such a way. First of all, people who are still in levels of aviyut, which are less, which are lesser, they are attracted to all kinds of methods that seem to them that can bring spirituality to them. Because for them, spirituality is also understood as some kind of impression, separation from problems or from pressure, not as attaining something above this world. The deficiency is also already a deficiency from a level of Shorosh Aleph Beit, from vessels of Bistol. What does it mean in vessels of Bistol? If I do not feel that I am inside egoism, if I don't pay attention to it and I float in the air, if I get rid of problems, if I enter to some meditation and I feel good, that's all. This is called spirituality for them. For them, this is the definition. Rather, if I am more coarse, for me it is not spirituality. I need a feeling for my own vessels. The feeling for my own vessels is something that I already have in my hand, meaning in my vessels of reception. I have to reveal, I have to understand, not only just float in the air and feeling, I have to attain it. And therefore, I go next to all these actions that they do, and I observe them like actions of children. It does not feel me. What can I do? Not that I laugh about it, but it does not feel me. Then I go on, and on, they say, you do not have anything apart from the upper light, the force that had built this kli. There is only inside it there is a merit, a force of correcting the kli. And this is what we study about the studying itself. But there is no other force apart from that light that builds and corrects and fills. Only this light that will now be activated upon us, now acts upon us from below upwards, according to the preceding of will from our side, that we will want it to be activated in the mode that we will want it to be activated. That's how it acts. In the to the extent that our wills are equalizing with the will of with the goal of creation. If I want, and with each and every with one of my 1% of my wills, I want it to be directed to the goal of creation, and 99% of the wills, I want it to bring to me pride, respect, and all such pleasures. It only acts upon me in 1%, in attracting me to the goal of creation, and in 99%, it acts against revealing if I am in the correct direction or not. But it does act. Yes. And that's how it is with the light. There is only a connection out of the will. There is no other given in reality, light and vessel. Where else can we do anything? Sorry, what else can we do? So there is a vessel in a state that can only restrict itself in a corporal manner, and already feel that it is devoid of all the lacks and feel more comfortable. I diminish myself. I don't want this world by force. I do not want. I suppress myself. Oh, now I feel as devoid of all the problems. This is spirituality for me. Look at the level. What is the deficiency? To get rid of the miseries of this world, and already you are called spiritual? There are greater wills. There are greater deficiencies. That even if you can feel them in this world, then I will not be satisfied. Not that I need to
Lactin.
to lesser these wills, but there are such wills that if I delete it, the vision says that I will feel that I am in spirituality. Oh, I have no miseries whatsoever. This is the next world for me. That I enter to a meditation, yes? This is on the one condition that one has the upper part of the wills. Yes? Let's say Shorosh Alphabet. But I just say Shorosh Alphabet. But if I am in Gimel and Daled, it does not help me. It does not help me. I have to receive inside. And then I'm willing to feel in all these vessels sorrow. Only in order to attain the goal. I already begin to feel that not only in these vessels do I need to attain spirituality, but also I begin to feel that I have to attain something which is above me. Not just the pleasantness, the calmness inside the vessels, but something which is called light, the upper light, something above me, beyond me. And there, this is where I begin to, not just wanting to feel myself in pleasantness, but being connected to the source which is external to me. This is already the true point of the Kabbalist, from which one grows up. Rather, those that feel themselves as good in meditation, only when they disconnect themselves, it totally has nothing to do with the person that is ready for spirituality. This person is still in a state that just wants to get rid of the problems of this world. One does not have the point in the heart yet. Therefore, the majority of the world desires such means. Confidence in the red flowers, in holy water, in meditation, in all sorts of
this.
Kamiyas, all such signs and superstitions, Nachman Meuman, it's a saying in Hebrew. And that's how you say, this helps, this protects us. What? How does it protect you? Against whom? Against the Creator? These people who do not believe in the force of the upper, you mean in the upper force, like those who enter meditation. You have to understand, this is not the upper light. This is all designing for modes that neutralize the. It is not for the upper light. It is for a feeling of elevation above the will to receive. That's what they call upper force. Not to feel oneself in the. That's what they call godliness. Oh, I've gotten rid of it. I've come out of this world. True, you do come out of this vessel, but what do you acquire? You have some kind of feeling that truly you're free. But this is not the receiving of the upper light. Now, there are people. Those are just technocrats, yes? The way to receive, intellect, they understand what they understand, wants, knows what he wants, doesn't know what he wants, but down to earth one wants to feel in their vessels. These people are found in between those and those, between those that desire seemingly the spirituality and those that do come with a strong will to the goal of creation. We need to see it in such a way. And in the previous generations, there used to be many such people, Jewish people and nations of the world, that they are dealing towards spirituality, even though it is different in Israel and the nations of the world. The dealing was by suppressing themselves in the corporal lusts in order to attain spirituality. Without the method of Israel, this is what is written. Do such and such and such self-afflictions, and in the Torah you labor, and then you feel good. Meaning you also need Torah. the method of the Israel is not, does not finish by just meaning with self-affliction. And in the nations of the world, it was only by self-affliction. Therefore, the Kabbalists of that time dealt with this and Torah and attained spirituality. The nations of the world only dealt with and do deal today with seemingly self-affliction. This is not, also not self-affliction, because they develop a mode from them that this is like a good and nice, and so to start with they become more egoistic. We can speak a lot about it. There's a big theory about it. But however it comes, it is not related to us. We do not speak about all those. It is not good for us to explain where they exist. It will not help. We need those that come to us, they feel that here is the place for a feeling. That's all. Well, last one. One has to develop a feeling for the Creator. Is it by studying or any intellectual means? That by intellectual means, sorry, I didn't get the question. The intellect and heart and feeling belong to the same vessel. All in all, we have one vessel, the same spiritual vessel, that is connected to mind and heart, that is connected to wills. We have Parzuf, yes? It has Rosh, and Toch, and Sof. Toch and Sof is feeling, and Rosh is intellect. And also in the Rosh we have feeling, because it has to take into account all its vessels and to make a calculation with it, with the upper light. And inside the Guf, the body, we also have intellect, we have Sechel, because by the intellect one understands what one feels, and it gives him Tarach times more recognition of who he is connected to. The mind enlarges the feeling. Well, with God's help, we'll continue tomorrow, and now we need to go to Talmud Esrei Sefirot.